Hey, baby. What's going on? Oh, sweetheart. Baby, I'm so sorry. Come here. No, just come sit right down next to me. Please. You just sit here and let that worry roll out of your mind if you can. I know it's not that easy. I wish it was. I would take it away for you. I know that you worry. I mean, I worry too. I worry about all kinds of things, and quite often things I can't do anything about, so I'd love to tell my brain to stop, but it just doesn't. It's just not that easy. I'm so sorry, sweetheart. It is just fine. No. Baby, don't be embarrassed to tell me that you're worried about something. You know me. I'm never going to hold that against you. It will never, ever change anything. Yeah, babe, I'm here for the good and the bad. I promise. So you have anxiety. So does, like, half the country these days. No, it definitely doesn't change my opinion of you. I love that you're able to talk about it with me. I hope you always feel like you can talk about it with me. Never want you to feel like you have to keep anything from me. You know, I mean, babe, we're partners. 100%. Okay? None of this 50-50 junk. We're both in 100%. Yes, I'm serious. If you're worried, if you're happy, if you're sad, if you want to punch a wall, I want to know about all those emotions. I want to know about everything that goes through your mind. It's all important. It all makes you who you are. And none of it will ever change the fact that I love you. I mean, it can try, but it's not going to happen. You know I'm too stubborn for that. Sweetheart, your emotions do not make you weak or less attractive. Your emotions, I mean, they make you human. Your emotions are part of why I love you. The fact that you're willing to talk about them, that you're willing to show them. There's an awful lot of people who don't show their emotions nearly enough. People who walk around with everything bottled up and they just let things fester. It's not healthy. I'm so proud of you. Every time you share your feelings with me, it's a bonus. I get to see more of who you are. I get to see what makes you tick. And those are the things that make me fall deeper in love with you. So, yeah, screw that idea that I'm gonna, someday find out you have feelings and stop having feelings for you? Come on. Maybe that's ridiculous. It's never gonna happen. I promise. Just sit here with me, okay? There's nothing you have to do right this moment. Sit here with me. Take a deep breath. Do you want to tell me why you're worried? You don't have to. And work again. Love, I wish I had the right words to say to you. I wish I knew what to tell you to make it all better. But I can at least tell you that what I see in you is someone who goes to work, puts in their 110% best every day. And I know it's stressful, and we don't always get the same feedback or the feedback that we wish we had, but you give your very best, and that's all anybody could ask. You're wonderful at what you do. Yeah, I know. I know it feels like there's a lot of weight on your shoulders. You just need to consider how much you put into that job. Make sure there's enough left over for us. Make sure there's enough left over for the things that make you happy. And we'll go from there, but I support you. I support you 150%. Yes. I know my percentages don't make any sense. They're subjective and arbitrary, and I like them. I like you too. I do. I love you and I like you. How's that? Yeah. What do you say we grab something to eat and maybe try and take our minds off of work for a little while? Well, I mean, there's mindless television, or I could get you a book, or I could just make out with your face. Yeah. Last option. I love it. It's my favorite option. I will never say no to making out with your face. As long as it puts a smile on your face and you can stop worrying about whatever's on your mind, I'm totally in. Thank you for telling me how you feel. Thank you for letting me in. Thank you for letting me try to help. I love you.